welcome on our presentation showing a solution prepared for Imagine Cup Competition Interoperability Award. We are Teams Group from Poland, and we have an honor to present you our solution named Educo. Before we will start describing our system, we would like to say something about Millennium Development Goal that we have placed in and introduce the problem that we want to solve with our project. From all Millennium Development Goals that United Nations defined to achieve till 2015, we decided to choose to achieve universal primary education as the fundamental one. Lack in education stops any development and any improvement, and it is obvious that without appropriate level of knowledge, people won't have opportunity for a better future. Searching for solution to this problem, we met Konrad Głogowski, a PhD from University of Toronto and member of Teachers Without Borders organization. His experience from educational missions to South Africa helped us to define two essential needs. The first one of sharing a didactical materials and spread it as wide as it is possible in the most cheapest way. And the next one of tool to teach in a distance to reduce costs of missions and special workshops for humanitarian organizations. This collaboration affected in Project Educo, which is a remedy for big problems of low-educated societies. Before we will describe you all system functionalities, we will say something about architecture.
To build our multi-platform education system called Educo, we used over 21 technologies and over 12 various programs. Thanks for that, we can achieve various platform clients from Linux, macOS, Windows, to phones based on Java. Heart of our system is server application. It consists of three main tiers: communication tier, web services, business layer, logic, and data access layer based on entity framework connected to SQL Server as a storage. We designed five applications. Three of them, Teacher Tool, Pupil Tool, and Silverlight Web Client, communicate with server with WCF. What's more, RSS channel is also implemented in Silverlight client. Java Pupil Tool communicates with server with SOAP HTTP protocol. And the last one, Java Mobile Application, is connected with whole system by MMS-SMS protocol. Java Mobile Application can also participate in online conferences by RSS and WCF communication channel. Few words of explanations are needed in this point. To make whole system work together, we also have to build our own GSM gateway, responsible for sending SMS-MMS from server and receiving them from users. To do that, we use Java Mobile and Compact framework. Of course, in destination solution, it can be changed to GSM operator.
Educo system consists of four applications. Thanks to Konrad, we know that in third world there is lack of books, paper scripts and copybooks, but in the same moment mobile phones are surprisingly popular and cheap in use. We decided to use this fact and spread education using cell phones. What's more, to take off from pupils costs connected with using our system, we decided to send all materials in multimedia messages, which are free for recipients. Two applications have been made. Teacher Tool, which allow him to create materials and send to pupils, and mobile phone application to receive materials and manage them easily. How it works in realities? Let us show you. Here on the screen you can see a Teacher Tool application. The main window is whiteboard, where teacher can work like on normal blackboard. About these functionalities we will be talking in next part of movie. Let's focus now on pupil management panel. Teacher using this part of application can easily track progress of every user. On the left side there is list of pupils which has registered to virtual classroom. And on the right side We have charts showing pupil results on the test which he has solved. Below charts, we have messages that teacher received from pupil. Of course, this panel allows teacher to respond to reply to pupil message. But let's go to the clue of this tool, place where teacher can manage the virtual classroom. Here we can see a list of lessons that teacher has created for pupils. On the right, we have place where teacher can prepare multiple choice tests. Here we have questions, and when we click on one of them, we have answers to this question. On the back of this panel, teacher can create book containing simple text and pictures. For example, and to place a picture, we need only to press it using right mouse button and choose insert. Besides text and pictures, teachers can also add some soundtracks or speech to these materials. To help them record the audio files, we prepared the record panel which is on the bottom of the window. What is really convenient for teacher is that every material that he designed in this panel is saved to rich text file format. What's more, these materials are also sent to server in this format. In every moment when it is necessary, teacher can load this material from his hard drive and edit them before sending to pupils. This is the content of example file, and what is really interesting, we can also see the content of this file using Word Editor. It is exactly the same content. Where teacher finished preparing books for lesson, he need only to press publish button, and all this knowledge included in these materials is sending to every register pupil.
Now I will show you our mobile phone application. When we start our application, we've got simple menu. We can read our lessons, take a test, take a part in active meeting, and also we can configure Educo application, read short manual, and close the application. Now we'll focus on lessons. As you can see, we've got two subjects, basic English and mathematics. We will select, for example, basic English. Now we can choose one of the available lessons. We can simply navigate between lesson pages using Next and Previous button. Now we will take a test. And again, we will have to select Subject, then a test. This is a multiple choice test, so we have to select right answers. When we click check button, we can find out how many points have we scored, and our application, after the user confirmation, sent SMS to server with the selected answers. Now we'll move on to conferences. When we select meeting button, application reads Educo RSS channel where all the available meetings are listed, and we can join to one of them and watch our virtual Blackboard. I will show you how easy it is. Now I've got prepared teacher tool application with an active meeting, so I will write something. Now, using the To Mobile button, I will mark the screen as available for mobile application. On our mobile, I see that there is one active meeting. When I choose it, I can see what teacher has written on the blackboard. This screen will be updated after a few moments, or I can force the update.
Now we will show you next great feature of our system. Konrad asked us to prepare a tool which will allow him to work at a distance. We decided to build really cheap electronic whiteboard which will give him a chance to stay at a place that he always teaches. To implement this solution, we have used Nintendo Wii Remote Controller and self-made infrared pen which summary cost is only about $50. So it is possible to build even in poor schools. Isn't it great? How teacher and pupil can use this whiteboard? Teacher has his teacher tool when pupil have pupil tool. These multi-platform solutions let people from all over the world connect to huge virtual classroom and interact each other. On the screen we can watch a teacher and his application. He has begun the online conference and in this way he can share his work area from many locations. He has written down some example exercise and now all connected pupils can solve it. Pupil, before starts working on a whiteboard, needs to raise a virtual hand and in this way ask for permission. Teacher sees that some pupil wants to write on the board, so he allows him to do this. In this way, we assure an order during the internet session and protect from unauthorized users to write. Working on the whiteboard is really easy and intuitive. We see that student can select object that he want to move from one place to another and just by dragging it, he can change its location. You can see now that everything what pupil does on his whiteboard also happen on teacher's board and on any other participating Educa whiteboard. In this way, we have removed from teachers limitations connected with location that they are. They can teach in a far distance and their classroom has from this moment an infinity size. Last application that we have built is the website, which is the place where all other applications meet together. It allows users to view their courses, to download didactic materials on hard drive, or to send it to their mobile. What's more, all pupils can participate in live meeting just using web interface. It allows watching live conference without need of downloading and installing a desktop application. In this way, we reach almost everyone. Thank you for your attention. We hope that you enjoy our presentation. Bye.